the overnight heat from the right side of the aisle. Red Eye Radio, weeknights 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. KVI, KVI.com.
Okay, I want to get back to the Blue Angels here for a moment because yesterday, after going on a motorcycle ride East King County up near North Bend, I got back on I-90 and headed over the bridge while the Blue Angels were flying. I timed it so I would be able to approach the bridge, ride the bridge, and on the other end, immediately get off, turn around, and come back the bridge the other way so I could see as much of the Blue Angels show literally from the bridge deck as possible. And it was thrilling. I mean, they came close. I could read the U.S. Navy emblem on the underwing and on the side of the plane. It was really sensational.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting flyby.
That's right. Most of the crowds were saying, look at the Blue Angels. Oh, whoa, look at that red Indian motorcycle. Look at that. Never will get to the Angels in a moment. But no, anyway, there were massive crowds on the bridge, the area that you can walk on I-90. And I noticed on the north side of I-90,
okay,
massive number of boats.
Yeah, because you can hang out there for
good
free.
Spot. Yeah.
Massive.
I used to do that just because you could see the Blue Angels and have fun watching the air show.
So it looks like people were into it. However, mm-hmm. as you just heard before the break, some people are complaining about the Blue Angels. We hear this every year.
Yeah.
And this woman complained.
Called the mayor's office to complain about the noise. And I'll wrap up a few things that she added in subsequent tweets that she posted. Call the mayor and tell them you are tired of the war jets disrupting our neighborhood. She gives the number for the mayor's office. By the way, she says that someone she spoke to in the mayor's office said she used to live in the CD, actually just 10 blocks from where this woman says she lived. And her parents would have to go to the vet every year and get their dog sedatives to deal with the stress from the noise of the Blue Angels jets.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't own a wuss dog. Okay, maybe you should have a dog like we have at our place. Yeah. They ran out and started barking at the Blue Angels. I mean, it was kind of fun.
Yep, it's always something, isn't it?
Here we go for history lesson, everybody, on KVI. You know who you blame for this, everybody?
I don't know.
Admiral Chester Nimitz.
Oh,
After the success of the Pacific campaign and all the aviators that were involved from all that was going on, he felt once we got to the end of World War II that the impact, the excitement of the military, the battles, and all that gave their lives in World War II in the Pacific campaign would be forgotten. So as we were building the country and everybody getting back to work, people coming home, starting families, like my dad deciding to have 7 kids, thank God, because I'm number 7, I'm here. He decided, let's take some aviators, let's put a little showcase together and do something to keep that memory alive of what we did back in 1945. So when you hear the Blue Angels flying overhead, that is just a reminder, that is the sound of freedom. And it started with the efforts of all the men and women back in World War II and what we accomplished in a very, very scary time.
What do we say? Practice makes perfect.
That was such a great idea. I think we'll name an aircraft carrier after you.
Yeah.
There you go. And the other thing, too, I'll say this. And the Blue Angels, you know, God love them for doing it. After doing their performance, they always go to the Museum of Flight at Boeing Field.
Yes.
After every performance, they do a meet and greet. I'm telling you, you get a picture. Talk to them. Get close to that jet. It will change your whole perspective. So when you hear that roar of a Blue Angel every summer when they get here for Seafair, you'll just go, I get it now. And prep for it. It's going to be loud, and they apologize for that, but that's the power.
That's part of the fun.
Exactly.
Look, here's the deal. If you don't like noise, and you know, you don't like the Seafair crowds and all that, you know what? Take the weekend off and go somewhere else. Take a ferry ride to the peninsula. You know, head up north. Head south, go east.
Yeah, all it is a short drive.
Mount Rainier. And you know, it's amazing to me. These people, instead of saying, I don't like the Blue Angels, they say, I don't like the Blue Angels, so they shouldn't be flying.
Yeah, right.
So you're calling them war jets. I wish they'd drop some ordnance on her lawn.
So, and again, at the air show over the weekend, we had growlers from Naval Air Station Whidbey as well. We also had the Ford Air Force Base and Apache helicopters and also some aircraft from there. So you live in an area with a lot of military, and we have a lot of power here, and it's going to get a little noisy. And like you said, John, maybe it's just, you know, think about it, you know, when it comes to August.
And we can quickly tie this up with what you talked about a little bit earlier with the WNBA player in Russia, Brittany Griner. Here's Brittany Griner complaining about politics in the United States or social justice in the United States. But I'm guessing the United States is looking a whole lot better than Russia is right now
I'm guessing Brittany wishes that she could have been watching the Blue Angels yesterday. Yeah. You know? So, no, it's just these people are such a parody. And here's the other thing. The mayor's office called her back and said, we're getting a lot of calls like this.
Well, according to the woman that posted this,
You know what? They should call everyone back and say, stop bothering us with such silly complaints.
Take it down a level.
And again, and I've said this before.
Here, move to Portland. And we're sending you a roadmap. High five. Get out of town.
The Blue Angels air show lasts, what, maybe 45 minutes, a half an hour?
Correct.
Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Not long enough.
Yeah.
And this is, you guys, this is the Super Bowl for the Blue Angels. They love Seafair. They love the Seattle fans. This is one of few performances. They insist their families come to Seattle and watch their performance here at Seafair. We are very important in their campaigns.
So I want to say something, a very heartfelt message to all you people out there who are complaining about the Blue Angels. The problem, the quality of life in this area is not hampered by the Blue Angels. The quality of life in this area is hampered by you folks who are complaining about the Blue Angels. This would be such a much better place to live if people like you weren't here complaining. If you were back in Berkeley or Madison, Wisconsin, or, you know, some alcove in New York City. You know, just if you don't like it here, you don't like the military, leave.
You know the progressives I'm talking about in Seattle.
Yes.
These are the same ones that call you a jerk for being concerned about unbridled homelessness and street crime. Meanwhile, there's a Seattle parody news account on social media called The Needling. And this is what they posted. Local homeowner in critical condition after witnessing homelessness. And that goes to my point about all these, you know, enablers of homelessness. They complain if you they call you a jerk if you complain about homelessness. And then here's somebody calling the mayor's office to complain about the Blue Angels.
There's nothing wrong with a politician telling someone they're absolutely full of it. And that's what they should tell these people who are complaining about the Angels. All right. By the way, something else for us to celebrate. Will Dissly will be returning to the Seattle Seahawks and will probably play out his career here.
No kidding. Okay.
As a Seattle Seahawks. Signed
he's a Washington Husky.
Late last week.
Well, drafted and playing for the Seahawks.
And something else about Will Dissly. Not only was Will Dissly a Boy Scout, but Will Dissly was an Eagle Scout. Excuse me, he is an Eagle Scout. And usually, kids who excel at a particular sport don't have time to also simultaneously be in the scouting program. The scouting program, you know, it goes on for years. And
especially at Eagle Scout level, too.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
There's a lot to accomplish for that.
It takes a lot of commitment. And it takes, you got to stick to it, and you're going to be doing it for a while. And Will Dissly did. And he loved it. He spoke at the annual Eagle Scout banquet a few years ago. I had a chance to meet him. Such a great guy. Just a genuine, ordinary, friendly guy. And he not only, you know, like Steve Largent, not the most talented player, but through hard work and perseverance, and he's still working out while everybody else is left. He not only made the team, he excelled and has become one of the most important members of the Seahawks offensive, not just as a pass catcher, but as a blocker. That's what Will Dissly's specialty is. Anyway, Will Dissly back with the Seahawks. That's going to be great for the season upcoming. While we still try and figure out who our quarterback is going to be.